So Eloy writes that his wife is taking lisinopril, 20 milligrams for high blood pressure, and also a statin drug for cholesterol, and he simply asks, is this good for her health?
No. Okay. Statin drugs, when you use statin drugs and you stay away from cholesterol, you're going to get Alzheimer's disease. If it's a woman, she's going to have menopause and all kinds of hormonal problems, adrenal exhaustion. If it's a male, he'll have low T and ED.
Yeah, low cholesterol is worse than high cholesterol, isn't it?
Well, high cholesterol is very good. It makes you sexy.
Well, doesn't it clog up your arteries?
No. No, absolutely not. I'm the one that proved it's caused by plugging your arteries, plaque in the artery, George, is caused by inflammation as a result of oxidized oils. We're talking olive oil, coconut oil, MCT oils, mayonnaise, sodas, and cooking oils. All those are your worst enemies, okay, because they oxidize and turn into trans fats, heterocyclamines. Another one that's bad is microwave popcorn. Microwave popcorn, this is from the CDC.
I know, you told us that last time. Yeah. That scared the heck out of us.
Yeah, it causes heart attacks in 50,000 kids under the age of 12 each year. 20,000 of them die from plaque in the arteries from the microwave popcorn.
If you want Is that popcorn, because of the saturated fats they put in there, or what?
No, it's from, they use a margarine, kind of, you know, in there. When microwave gets it, it causes the heat and then causes.
Well, what if they used real butter?
Well, here's the way to do it. Get an air pop your popcorn, melt butter, salted butter, and then pour the melted salted butter on top of the air pop popcorn. You're safe.
And you're ready to go.
Ready to go.